Streaming on WRJN, sponsored by the UW Organ and Tissue Donation Center. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more.
Americans, this is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Racine, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Peter King. It was one of those trials they called the trial of the century. Eric and Lyle Menendez were convicted of killing their parents back in 1989, but now new evidence appears to support their claim that they were sexually and psychologically abused and feared for their lives. A long-awaited hearing that could set them free starts in an hour and a half. CBS's Elise Preston is in Los Angeles.
The brothers will appear virtually. I did speak with their attorney, who said that they could possibly speak in court today. The judge could also take up what is called a habeas corpus petition, which basically questions the legality of their imprisonment.
Israel continues its attacks on what it says are Hezbollah targets inside Lebanon. But from East Jerusalem, CBS's Deborah Patta says there's increasing talk of a ceasefire.
Anything Netanyahu might agree to still has to be ratified by his cabinet. That cabinet meeting takes place tomorrow. Now, we do know it will probably focus on setting up an international committee to monitor the implementation of a previous ceasefire that was agreed to all the way back in 2006.
A lot of people are getting a head start on Thanksgiving travel. This man was at Newark Liberty well before dawn to fly to Cameroon.
It's going pretty well. I really have not faced any issues, and it's been pretty smooth.
American Airlines flyers going through Charlotte Douglas could face delays, though, because of a strike by workers who clean planes and provide wheelchair services. The strikers want more pay.
Most of us are homeless, are living from paycheck to paycheck, and for the jobs we do, that's not right.
A British author who sold millions of books around the world has died. Here's CBS's Vicki Barker.
Barbara Taylor Bradford's first bestseller, A Woman of Substance, sold 30 million copies, was made into a miniseries, and featured the first of many strong-spirited heroines, not unlike their creator.
I'm a tough woman who works hard, and I'm resilient.
Born working class, her mother had been born in a Victorian workhouse. Bradford lived the same rags-to-riches life as her heroines, making millions and spending millions on jewels and clothes and art. Her agent says she died peacefully at home at 91. Vicki Barker, CBS News, London.
If you're having trouble with your Outlook account, you're not alone. Scattered outages have been reported today. It's a presidential tradition, the pardoning of ceremonial turkeys on Thanksgiving week. President Biden has just given a pair of new leases on life.
Based on your temperament and commitment to being productive members of society, I hereby pardon Peach and Blossom.
The two will live out their days in a sanctuary. Wall Street, the Dow is up 311, the NASDAQ up 72. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A fire destroyed the historic Meinhardt Mansion in Burlington Friday morning, with the homeowner arrested Saturday. Robert Stanton faces multiple charges, including negligent burning and resisting arrest. He's being held on a $15,000 bond. Former Racine County Sheriff's Deputy Preston Kite has been convicted of multiple felonies related to child sex crimes. The investigation started after an incident at a truck stop where Kite allegedly exposed himself while in uniform. Kenosha's Plan Commission has approved the annexation and rezoning of land for a new data center project. The unnamed company will be building west of the I and north of 142. It's about 6 miles south of Microsoft's data center complex in Racine County. Kenosha native and L.A. Dodgers second baseman Gavin Lux was honored in his hometown Saturday. Local officials gathered to celebrate the hometowner who recently won his second World Series ring. And the DNR's Deer Donation Program has been helping stock food pantries across Wisconsin for over 20 years. Hunters have donated more than 94,000 deer since its inception. If you or someone you know wants to donate, there's more on the DNR's website. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
A big win for the Packers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers beat the 49ers 38-10. Green Bay running back Josh Jacobs rushed for 106 yards on 26 carries, scoring 3 touchdowns. Head coach Matt LaFleur.
You know that number 8 out there? Did you see how many people he made a miss? It was pretty impressive. I think early on that got us going. You know, and we thought we could hit him with some of the downhill stuff.
49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan.
In the first half, just the run defense was real disappointing. I thought we got out of gaps a number of times. I thought we had way too many missed tackles. Just them being able to control that clock in the first half was one of the worst ones I've been a part of.
The Packers improved to 8-3. They host the Miami Dolphins this Thursday night at Lambeau Field. Elsewhere in the NFL, the Bears losing to the Vikings in Chicago 30-27 in overtime. The Bears have now lost 5 in a row. College basketball, the Wisconsin men's team with an 81-75 victory over Pittsburgh to win the Greenbrier Tournament title in Orlando. The Badgers now 7-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Damp and dreary today. Patchy fog and light rain. Temperatures are falling to near 40 and overnight tonight, bottom out in the mid-20s. While there may be plenty of sunshine on tap tomorrow, highs struggle to get above freezing and reach the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
WRJN. Did you know there are several alternatives to having neck, back, or knee surgery to relieve pain and mobility issues? Racine Disc Center offers non-surgical spinal decompression, robotic laser therapy, and more. The results are amazing, even in patients who have already tried chiropractic, physical therapy, or injections. So before you check into the hospital, check into RacineDiscCenter.com or the clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue, for a free consultation. Racine Disc Center, where you go before you go under the knife.
And the rest of the story from Paul Harvey is sponsored daily by the Racine Disc Center. Go to RacineDiscCenter.com or visit their clinic on Rapids Drive, just east of Gulf Avenue and Racine. And we are so thankful to have Racine Disc Center as our sponsor of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story.
Now, the rest of the story. Little Joanna was an accident searching for a place to happen. Not that her outrageous behavior was inexplicable, for during her 9 years, she had suffered, as had few children. She had lost her mother, had been cruelly abused, had eventually been abandoned by a drunken father, had endured ghastly poverty, an illness which unattended had robbed her of most all of her eyesight. So Joanna's violent temper and obvious absence of affection for anyone was understandable, if not palatable. But then after her father left their wretched tumble-down shack one day and never came back, little Joanna was presented with the opportunity of a lifetime. The chance to go live with her father's cousin John and his family. John was a prosperous tobacco farmer, lived with his wife and several children in a big white house. And there for the first time ever, Joanna could be properly cared for, could be kept warm and fed and clothed and safe and even loved. But this is the rest of the story. Joanna's new family quickly grew frightened of her. She never missed an opportunity to be rude. Her mean-spiritedness frequently flared up in violent tantrums, I mean throwing things. Then came Joanna's first Christmas at Cousin John's. In the days leading up to it, the front parlor was off limits to the children and the doors were kept closed. So naturally, Joanna waited until nobody was around. And then she went inside, where she discovered presents in various stages of being wrapped, and one in particular, a doll. Even though Joanna's His eyesight was poor. The doll's loveliness was so apparent. It wore a beautiful blue dress and had golden curls, had arms and legs that moved. And when Joanna picked up the doll and cradled it in her arms, she just knew it had been chosen for her. This was to be her Christmas present, more wonderful than anything she could ever have dreamed of receiving. Thereafter, Joanna would sneak into the parlor whenever she could and play with the doll in the blue dress. Until finally it was wrapped, the girl was left only with the delicious torment of anticipation. And then came Christmas morning. At last, the parlor doors were flung open, the children rushed inside, and there were two wrapped presents for Joanna. But judging from the size and shape of the boxes, her doll was in neither. So she dropped those boxes and peered about the room, squinting intently. And indeed, the gift she had believed was hers was somebody else's. Joanna stood frozen in disbelief for a long moment, following which she flew into a rage and startled even those who were accustomed to her rages. She jumped up and down on her own unopened presents, crushing them, and then she grabbed the doll. Unable to wrest it from its rightful owner, she proceeded to smash anything she could get her hands on. Toys, Christmas tree ornaments, even a precious vase that had been a wedding gift to Cousin John's wife. Perhaps predictably, the last straw incident cost Joanna her new home. Within days, she was packed up and on her way to the state infirmary at Tewksbury, Massachusetts, last refuge for the ultimately abandoned, where Joanna would reside in misery until the age of 14. I know it does sound like a waste. And yet, you know, after she learned to control her own violent nature, who better than Joanna could relate to and eventually harness the relentless rage of another handicapped child? Another hopeless case named Helen Keller. For you know Joanna, beaten and neglected and nearly blind and repeatedly abandoned, as the incomparable educator of Helen Keller, the miracle worker, Ann Sullivan. Only now you know the rest of the story.
This is why I love Paul Harvey so much, because no, I didn't. Wilson Pickett now, WRJN.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, yeah.
Three Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
On the oceans and upon high seas, fish full of mercury.
WRJN, Marvin Gaye, Mercy, Mercy Me. And because it's my final 2 days of WRJN, at least for this incarnation, I'll be back December 20th. And hopefully so will my buddy Uncle Dick. Uncle Dick, we are having a special two-day Uncle Dick pick session. And today, it's a real fun one.
Right. I got a couple good ones for the end.
You always have. They're all good.
We'll be on again tomorrow. That's
you
awesome.
Betcha. So.
I'm happy about that. Okay.
All right.
Well, our artist today, Roland Kent Lavoie, was born in Tallahassee, Florida in 1943. He was raised by his mother along with six siblings. Yikes. By the time he was 18, like many musicians, he was looking to start his career. From 1961 to 1970, he played with as many as seven or eight bands before he met producer Phil Gerhard. In 1971, he created himself a stage name, and he became Lobo. Together, they released his first single, Me and You and a Dog Named Boo, in March of 1971. It reached number five and sold over 1 million copies. It's not even on an album. Wow.
Get out, really?
The first album, Introducing Lobo, came in May of 1971. Five singles were released, but none charted in the top 40. And the album stalled at number 178. Yikes. But in 1972, he released Of a Simple Man, bang, here we go. The album only charts at number 37, but back-to-back singles are huge. I'd Love You to Want Me goes to number 2 in the U.S., but reaches number 1 internationally. It sells over 1 million copies in the U.S. and becomes his second gold record. Don't Expect Me to Be Your Friend goes to number 8. 3 more albums would follow, but none would chart on the top Billboard 100. He would, however, net 8 top 40 singles. I loved his resiliency and passion. When sales slumped and he became unsatisfied with his record company, he quit. He moved to Nashville and he started Lobo Records in 1981. Over the last 30 years, he's released 11 albums, had 12 hit singles, released 12 greatest hits albums, many compilations, and even several Christmas songs. Wow. To me, he's a perfect example of determination to do what you believe you were born to do. Truly inspirational. Okay, Cindy, I remember listening to I'd Love You to Want Me over and over until my brother screamed. So let's hear his first hit and gold record, Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. I love this song. For November 25th, 2024.
To dust this song off every Halloween. Me and You and a Dog Named Boo. Did I scare you? Yeah. Well, you know, when you're first starting out, that seems pretty darn funny to you. Lobo and on WRJN, one of my favorite things about doing a radio show is being able to play my old Uncle Dick on the air. Uncle Dick Trucks, my neighbor who just knows music, and he just loves music. So it's been a real pleasure having him on this radio show. And you know what else? We're going to do a bonus Uncle Dick tomorrow. Uncle Dick's picks tomorrow. I don't think you'll mind me telling you, it's bread. Bread, baby, bread. Or in the old days, bread was cash, right? Well, either way, Uncle Dick's picks tomorrow about the same time right here on WRJN. And I hope you really enjoyed that one. I certainly did. His engineer could have done a better job. Me, but it's kind of hard to do this when you got tears in your eyes. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to miss this show. So there you go. Coming up, we've got the Isley Brothers. We're going to do a little shouting.
Are you a parent of a 2 to 8 year old? Listen closely for an exciting offer, then head to abcmouse.com/radio to learn more. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
We're offering a promo at abcmouse.com/radio to try it for free for a month, then $14.99 per month until canceled. Go to abcmouse.com/radio to see this offer. That's abcmouse.com/radio. Actual ABC Mouse users compensated for their testimonials, sponsored by Age of Learning.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about a couple of things to keep in mind when you're between jobs or when money is scarce. Number one is a reminder that most of us are already tracking. As best you can, only use credit in emergencies. You know, like a medical emergency or when your only car breaks down. Try your best not to use them for everyday type expenses. That could cost you a lot more over time. Now, number two, if you know you're going to have a hard time paying your creditors, talk to them right away. You know, have those conversations before you fall behind on your bills. They might accept a partial payment. They might be willing to work out some other arrangement with you while you're in a tough spot. And yeah, nobody likes having those conversations, but it's better than the stress of avoiding creditors later. That's today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
There's a lot going on here at WRJN, and we want to keep you up to date so you don't miss a thing. From music stories, from news, from contests, to all the events going on around Racine, we'll keep you up to date not only on the air, but with our new WRJN newsletter. Simply go to WRJN.com. You'll find a place to enter your email address, and then we'll start sending you a weekly email to keep you up to date on all things WRJN.
WRJN. Whoa! You know you make me wanna shout, kick my heels up and shout, throw my hands up and shout, throw my head back and shout. Come on now, don't forget to say you will. Don't forget to say yeah.
Say you will.
Say it right now, baby.
Say you will.
Come on.
Say you will.
Say it better, yeah.
Local News and Timeless says, yeah, they're back. WRJN and Uncle Dick's Picks back one more time by special request mine and, tomorrow at 12:15 following Paul Harvey right here on WRJN. And Matt LaFay, Badger football, Black Friday. That's the best. The UW Badger pregame is at 9 a.m. Hey, you know what? If I had just stayed till Friday, I could have the day off. But alas, it's too late. 9 a.m. Friday with a kickoff at 11 as the Badgers play for the Paul Bunyan Axe. Wrap up the Badgers regular season on Black Friday right here on WRJN.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former Racine County Sheriff's deputy has been convicted of multiple felonies, including possession of child pornography, child sexual exploitation, and other sex charges not suitable to mention. Preston Kite had been charged with 45 felonies earlier this year. He pleaded guilty or no contest to several of them, while others were dismissed. Sentencing is set for February. The investigation started after Kite allegedly exposed himself at a truck stop while in uniform. Plans for a new data center in Kenosha have moved forward. The city's plan commission has approved annexation and rezoning of land from the town of Paris. The project includes four massive buildings and an electric substation, with the name of the company involved not yet known. It's set for an area west of EI and north of 142. It's about 6 miles south of where Microsoft is making their massive data center complex in Racine County. And Kenosha native and L.A. Dodgers second baseman Gavin Lux was honored in his hometown Saturday. The mayor and the county executive came together for Gavin Lux Day in Kenosha County. He recently won his second World Series ring. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Damp and dreary today. Patchy fog and light rain. Temperatures are falling to near 40 and overnight tonight, bottom out in the mid-20s. While there may be plenty of sunshine on tap tomorrow, highs struggle to get above freezing and reach the mid-30s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 48.
Down there, you better just beware. A man named fighting. And when they pulled down from the floor, Leroy looked like a jigsaw puzzle with a couple of pieces gone.
For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits, too. Here's Peter and Gordon.
When I see her coming down the street, I get so shaky and I feel so weak. I tell my eyes look the other way, but they don't seem to hear a word I say. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. And I almost die every time my baby passes by. I tell my arms to hold someone new, another love that will be true. But they don't listen, they don't seem to care. They reach for her, but she's not there. And I and I wanna hide, go to pieces, and I almost die every time my baby passes by. I remember what she said when she said goodbye, baby. We'll meet again soon, maybe. But until we do, so lonely, think about her only. I go to places we used to go, but I know she'll never show. She hurt me so much inside. Now I hope she's satisfied. And I go to pieces and I wanna hide. Go to pieces and I almost die every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry every time my baby passes by. Go to pieces and I cry.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Everybody's doing a brand new dance now.
Change now. have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I knew. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can see this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, 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 yeah. Oh, dear, baby.
Thanksgiving just days away, O&H Danish Bakery's Thanksgiving Stuffed Kringle has become a traditional family favorite. A filling stuffed with more crunchy pecans and more cranberries makes it doubly delicious. So be sure to pick up one today. And while visiting family and friends over the weekend, be sure to bring an O&H Kringle to share and enjoy. Everyone loves oven-fresh Danish delights from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane-powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
Old Spice Swagger Holiday Pack, perfect for a gift to treat yourself. 24/7 holiday freshness with daily use, can smell your bestest. I'm gonna be smelling great all season. Old Spice scents just can't be beaten. Chock full of value, saving that green. Got the essentials needed to feel clean. Deodorant, hair, body wash, and spray. Celebrate your holiday the Old Spice way.
Ho, 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 ho.
Congratulations on your state high school football championship from WRJN to everyone, the coaches and student athletes at St. Catharines High School. It was a great game, as Dick Rusefa called it.
And that's the ball game. The final score, St. Catharines 26, Baldwin Woodfield 22. St. Cats wins its second state title in football in 6 years.
And we were proud to carry the game here on WRJN. Keep listening for more high school sports as the basketball season gets underway. Dick Rusefa and DG Sports teaming up with WRJN for all the action this season.
WRJN. Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? Why do you see it your way? Run a risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Such a feeling's coming over me. There is wonder in most everything I see. Not a cloud in the sky, got the sun in my eyes, and I won't be surprised if it's a dream. Everything I want the world to be is now coming true, especially for clear. It's because you are here, you're the nearest thing to heaven that I've seen. I'm on the top of the world, looking down on creation, and the only explanation I can find is the love that I've found ever since you've been around. Your love's put me at the top. Same in the leaves on the trees and the touch of the breeze, there's a pleasing sense of happiness for me. There is only one wish on my mind. When this day is through, I hope that I will find that tomorrow will be just the same.
Christine's home for local news and timeless hits right here on WRJN. Stuart J. Waddle's coming up with local news. We've also got Mike Clemens with sports, CBS National News, and Canned Heat. Road trip. Just going up the country one more time.
Going up the country, baby, don't you want to go? I'm going up the country, baby, don't you want to go? To some place where I've never been before. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. I'm going where the water tastes like wine. We can jump in the water, stay drunk all the time. Exactly where we're going, I cannot say, but we might even